Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Folks, online with me, I've got 12-year-old adventurer extraordinaire Pierce Curran. Pierce, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's awesome being on.
I love this kid. Hey, and if you haven't had a chance, check out his website, which has some of his different adventures in the reptile world, as well as birds, a lot of different things, actually. So scalyadventures.com, that's S-C-A-L-Y, adventures.com. If you're in the Atlanta area, you can watch the show live. I want to talk about snakes. What drew you to boa constrictors?
Well, actually, I had no interest in boa constrictors before I met my reptile mentor, Nigel Platt, and he runs an animal sanctuary with over 250 animals, and the first time I met him, he surprised me when we were done doing some filming with some of the animals. He brought me my boa constrictor, Goliath, and he said, I want you to have this. And at first, I was really nervous. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've heard so many things, you know, they need this and that and this and that, you know, I'm like, I don't know if I can take care of this. But he simplified it down for me, and really the only difference is a heat lamp, and I love them. They're just great.
Well, I think that's a great point. You've got to understand the amount of care and effort that needs to go into caring for any animal, and snakes have their own unique things that they need. Why don't you share with our audience how to set up a cage properly, especially one that needs a heat lamp?
What you do is you just get a cage. You always want to make sure that the cage is slightly bigger than the snake. That way they can at least grow into it. They want to have a hide so that they can feel safe inside. A water bowl, definitely. And for boas, you're going to want to set up a heat lamp. And you don't even have to worry about turning it on and off every day if you just get a standard house timer, and it'll do the job for you. And also, for boa lovers, the timing for that heat lamp would be during the summer, 8 hours on and 16 hours off, and during the winter, 12 on and 12 off. So it's very easy to track.
What should everybody know about snakes as pets?
They should know that snakes are very different from cats and dogs. They require different standards. They do not need to be fed every day because they won't eat, and they only need to eat every 1 to 2 weeks. They love to hug, and they get really big. They are very huggers. If you get a boa, it's a hugger. They love to hug. And you also, before you get a snake, get some books. You need to read about it. Before I ever got a snake, I had at least 2 books, and now I've got a library of books. It's easier to return a book than it is to return a snake. So research your snake, and your snake, before you buy it, you need to handle it and make sure that it connects with you. The snake should make the bond with you before you make the decision to purchase it.
Pierce, I love that, and I use that analogy often. It's much easier to return a book than it is to return an animal, and everybody should take that advice to heart. And it's great to see someone at your age out there sharing with other children as well as adults, hey, these are the proper steps. I want to ask you a little bit about Scaly Adventures. What's the best part about traveling and filming doing your show?
Oh, my gosh. There are so many great things about it. I just love traveling and going around, seeing different places, meeting new people and making new connections, seeing all different kinds of animals and getting to express about how I feel about these animals and teach other kids about these amazing animals.
And why is it so important that especially the kids your age, understand the beauty, the value, and the importance of reptiles?
Because a lot of what a child is going to do with their life, it starts when they're young. They need to make a bond with that special passion that they have when they're young. I got started in herpetology very young. I was like 8 or something. But it's better to know what you want to do when you're young than try to figure it out when you're older. And that's why I think reptiles are one of the great many things that kids should do.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Well, I really enjoy listening to you. I think your attitude is phenomenal. The things that you're doing are important. And you're really getting that message across to the next generation in a way that they can relate to. So keep up the great work. Again, folks, if you haven't had a chance, check it out. Scaly Adventures. That's S-C-A-L-Y adventures.com. Thanks for joining us, Pierce. We really appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you for having me on. It was a great pleasure. It was a lot of fun.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.